From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced the Oscar nominations early this morning. Leading the pack with 11 nominations was Martin Scorsese's film The Aviator. But the race is far from over, as NPR's Kim Masters reports.
The Aviator scored nominations for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, and other categories, and it's the only film in the running with that big, epic feel that appeals so strongly to the Academy.
Oh, we're going down! I'm going to try for the Wilshire Country Club! That's all, you read me?
Wilshire Country Club, copy that. Power produce engines to 1,000.
Having swept up a lot of other prizes, The Aviator is flying high. The closest competitors for Best Picture are Million Dollar Baby and Finding Neverland, with 7 nominations apiece. Rounding out the category were Sideways and Ray. Taylor Hackford, something of a long-shot nominee for directing Ray, says it took him 13 years of struggle to get the picture made. He feels that the film has overcome the odds, just as Ray Charles did.
You know, the film could have gone directly to video, and the fact is that all those naysayers now are seeing the fact that the audience responded. The audience bought tickets. What they said they would never do, they've done. And now this morning we got 6 nominations. It's been a great journey, and I don't mind saying it. I don't mind being Cinderella this morning.
Hackford says it's too soon to count Ray out of the Best Picture contest. Oscar analyst Pete Hammond says Hackford is right that the competition is still open, but maybe not wide open.
I think the last time that a picture that didn't have the most nominations won was Silence of the Lambs, and that was in 1991.
Having said that, Hammond is not ready to anoint The Aviator. The picture seems to have momentum, but Million Dollar Baby, which came out of its corner late, has come out swinging. Hammond notes that the picture has 3 acting nominations, for Hilary Swank, Morgan Freeman, and a surprise nod for Clint Eastwood. That could be significant because actors make up the biggest block of Academy voters.
It's just sort of come in. It was unexpected. And in that tight, tight Best Actor race where there were maybe 15 possible nominees, Clint Eastwood came in at the last minute, and look, he got a nomination. Took it away from people like Javier Bardem and Liam Neeson and others who were thought to be a certain nominee at one time in this campaign.
Rounding out that hotly contested Best Actor category were Leonardo DiCaprio for The Aviator, Johnny Depp for Finding Neverland, Don Cheadle for Hotel Rwanda, and the formidable frontrunner Jamie Foxx. He's nominated for Ray and also as Best Supporting Actor for his role as a cab driver in Collateral. Cheadle and Foxx are part of a group that set a record this year. 5 nominations for actors of color, or 6 if you count Catalina Sandina Moreno, who won a Best Actress nomination for her role as a drug mule in Maria Full of Grace. Other Best Actress nominees include Imelda Staunton for Vera Drake and Kate Winslet for The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. But Hollywood is focused on a rematch between Swank and Annette Bening, who plays a diva actress in Being Julia. The two faced off 5 years ago, with Bening as the frontrunner for American Beauty, but Swank swooping in as a surprise winner for Boys Don't Cry. This year, Swank is seen as the frontrunner.
If I was thinking straight, I'd go back home, find a used trailer, buy a deep fryer and some Oreos. The problem is, this is the only thing I ever felt good doing.
There was a sprinkling of surprises in the nominations. Among the directors, few had expected to see Mike Leigh get a nod for Vera Drake. And in Best Supporting Actor, Alan Alda did not expect to find himself recognized for his role as the bad guy senator in The Aviator. Largely absent from the nominations were 2 of the year's most controversial but most profitable films. Michael Moore didn't get a Best Picture slot for Fahrenheit 9/11. Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ will be in the running in 3 minor categories when the Oscars are handed out on February 27th. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.